strange stuff. This is not something that you could roughen it. So be careful. Before the man of heart, respect is inwardly, because their heart have inside to see the secret thoughts. This is in that story. And you will read that story when you die. The first paragraph is like this. Then he will say, remember, you have five other senses. I mentioned it at the beginning of the book. And these five senses, they are combined like this. So the strength of one becomes the strength of the rest. This is how it works. You have to encourage those five senses in you, one by one. You cannot start from the last one. You start with common sense. And what is common sense? If you look at it carefully, common sense is what we are talking about. The language of this book is based on common sense. We don't prove mathematical anything. We don't have none of those stuff. We are storytelling and all of this to provoke the common sense. And after common sense, we talked about it. Imagination. This book is started with imagination. Remember, it said imagination to me is like the Abraham. The same Abraham at the beginning, remember? And he said, oh, this could look like worshipping the idol, but indeed it's breaking the idols. The imagination of my beloved is the force that is pulling me in this path. I don't have any other engine. I don't count on my behavior and my effort. I count on the power which is attracting the clean hearts. So I clean up my heart to be pulled more. That's what we count on. He talked about it, said, okay, let me tell you the beginning of the Gnostic illumination. In the first paragraph of that, if you look carefully in 32-34, you will see that he says, for this proper meaning admits of interpretation. I'm talking common sense here, and I'm talking about imagination, but you have to learn to interpret it. The truth, which is from intuition, there is no room for any interpretation. Visual stuff is not like that. The exception that you're talking is like that. Then we started to talk about the subject that normally we hide from it, and that's the ruh, that breath, because all our romances actually is based on that breath, which is in me. I live with it, but it's not mine, it's his. The page I'm not going to go through, when you look at it like this, and you look at the subject, you see, he's talking about knowledge. He says, listen, there is one kind of knowledge that you learn. There is one kind of knowledge that you imitate. But there is another kind of knowledge which is in heart. This is different. Then he goes, explanations, stories, all around. Then comes back to the subject that your sticks and straw are the forms of thoughts. Virgin forms are always coming underneath. Since it is, or when it is, the water goes. And there are stuff here and there. When the water will run strongly, he will wash everything so there is only water. The knowledge we are talking about, yes, you know a little bit about this passion, about that feeling when this passion starts. starts like a river, nothing else remains. You will become that compassion. You will become that spirit. And these are all talking about that needle, golden stuff, fishes. Then, next paragraph, again, back to the main subject, that the fleshly nafs is Namrud, and the John inside is the Abraham, Khalil. Ruh, the breath, is in seeing, and nafs is in proving something, bringing examples. A very long one, but very simply, before the infinite, all that is finite is not. Everything except the face of God is passing away. The second part is in Arabic, you know what it is. Kull shay'un halik illa wajhuhu. The only thing that remains is the face of Haq. You see, that is permanent here. The rest will fade away. And let me explain to you what John is. Any of you volunteer to say, what is John? You, doctor, you are trying to save the lives. So what is the meaning of John?
Spirit.
Real life. What is the meaning of real life to us?
Spirit, animal.
This is the second time that we approach it, and I hope remember it to come back again and again, because this is a very strange way to put it even. Is life is not but knowledge in trial. This is the meaning of wisdom to Rumi. I mean, if you have some knowledge that you don't experience, you receive, that doesn't do anything for your John. Your John, your real essence of your life actually is being informed, but being informed in practice, not being informed in theory. How could you be informed in theory about love, about kindness? Practice, you will do it. Therefore, this highlight is different than others, because I could never miss this. This is the explanation. Then he will go further. He will say, who has more of this knowledge is more alive. That's the meaning of life. The more knowledge one has, the more life one has. Of course, is it the Persian one is beautiful to memorize musically. Is John Naboshat Juz Khabar Dar Azmun Har Keral Afsun Khabar Jonash Fuzun. Very romantic, but short to the point that John, because what is John? What is my life? Did you think about life? Okay, there is a life which is in me, inside here, right? That's the one that she's responsible to keep good. Very difficult task. But this is animal life. Where is my human life? Remember, human life could not be here. It's in we. The part of my life which is in we is my real life, the essence of my life. And what is that? In practice, when I create an information, not being informed, I practice in that by being kind. You are building up an information that animal never had. Animals, they know it's good to eat. It's good not to be eaten, it's good to reproduce. But it's good to be kind? You must be kidding. They cannot afford it. They have to cheat, they have to run away, they have to use camouflage, all that stuff. When it comes to us, it's different. What is kindness? Kindness starts with this we. Before this we, there is no kindness. Up to the chimps, it's an animal, right? This connection. And what is coming from? What is the source of this? Let's say, I don't want to use the word love, kindness. This kindness, where is it coming from? It's coming from the practice of the kind people only. Because in nature doesn't happen, in animals doesn't happen, and in normal people doesn't happen. In kind people, some new information, quote-unquote knowledge will appear. We call that life, because that's the value of me being alive for we. So that's the life in me, the public life in me. If I isolate myself, I go in a cave and I live like that, I keep my animal life. But do I have a social life? No. And social life doesn't mean me connecting with other people. From there, if I call the people, this is not what we're talking about. We're talking about bringing the new stuff. When you are the new creatures, you are here to create new meanings, namely kindness. So kindness is made by the practice and information of the people who know what kindness is, by practice. We call that life, and we say anyone who has more is more alive. Because if you have very tangential, okay, you are almost alive. Do more. So you will be more alive. And it's easy, because this is something you could do, the animal cannot. The only problem is what? My animal. The animal in here doesn't let me. When you are the boss, not the animal and the brain, then you know the pleasure of being kind. And there is a satisfaction and a pleasure in kindness. That's why it comes. It comes from the heart. So remember, when we talk about John, life, we are not talking about the living animal. We are talking about life in we, human life. Our spirit here, the spirit is not, it's John. Our John is more than the John of the animals, in respect that it has more knowledge. Therefore, hence, the spirit of the angels is more than our spirit, because they don't need the common sense. But there are these people, we call them the gods of heart, خداوندم. These heartful fellows, they are even better than the angels. And stop wondering. I realize that you didn't get it, because nobody could. Do you remember that the spirit of mystical adepts is more than the angels, sees from bewilderment? I know. And bewilderment is something that we approach at the final part of the destiny. Remember, it's before Fana, not yet. Okay, we have a lot of this stuff, but remember this. For the first time, he will tell you that, okay, this needs explanation, you don't get it, but keep it. You need to be informed. Later we'll talk about it.